It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 255. Highlights from the past week's shows heard 3 to 7 weekday afternoons on Sonic. And next week, reminder that the Arkells, little band out of Hamilton, Ontario, will join us for an exclusive live-to-digital performance and interview showcasing some of the new tunes from their upcoming High Noon album due out in August.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
We know Transformers Age of Extinction opened huge in theaters last week. How huge? It took in more than $100 million, biggest movie of the year. Meanwhile, former star Shia LaBeouf's parade of idiocy continues. He was kicked out of a Broadway play last week for smoking in the theater, heckling the actors, and, well, just being his obnoxious self. Security hauled him out. He relieved himself in the parking lot before launching into the "Don't you know who I am?" tirade. I think my answer would have been, the guy Mark Wahlberg replaced because he couldn't keep his shit together? Bet that would have gone over well. And the average American eats 23 sticks of butter a year. Butter consumption is actually ahead of margarine for the third year in a row. Now, while 23 sticks may seem like a lot, you compare that to the 1920s, the average American then ate about 72 sticks. And the Mall of America in Minneapolis was having a blowout sale on gravity this past weekend. In fact, a 17-year-old boy doing a handstand on the second floor railing was granted a deal he simply couldn't refuse. He was showing off to friends when he accidentally went over the rail, falling all the way to the first floor, miraculously escaping with only minor injuries.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's the 4th of July in the U.S. It was 18 years ago today that Hotmail was first launched. You know, I still have my account. In fact, it is my firmly held belief they keep the service around just for me. And what is the strangest job at NASA? Professional smeller. For the last 38 years, the space agency has employed a man who smells absolutely everything before it goes in outer space. Why? Well, since there's no fresh air available in a space station, odors can linger there for years. Which also explains why there's astronaut ice cream and not astronaut beefy bean burritos. Just saying. And Coldplay singer Chris Martin revealed this week he has started eating meat again following his breakup with the very vegetarian Gwyneth Paltrow. Sounds to me like somebody's hoping to get his balls back in the divorce settlement. Hey, eat meat, don't eat meat. I don't care, but do it because you want to do it. Aunt Lindsay Lohan is reportedly suing the makers of Grand Theft Auto because she claims one of the characters in the game looks like her. I mean, if the court finds in her favor, I'm pretty sure every single one of us has an uncle who has a case against the makers of Super Mario Brothers.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Wow, kind of a slow news day. You know, I attribute it to July the 4th being last Friday. A lot of the major news agencies shut down. Yeah, 4th of July, for those who don't know, that's the day in the U.S. where fireworks enthusiasts celebrate their last day with fingers. And serial killer Paul Bernardo is getting married. The now 50-year-old inmate has attracted the attention of a 30-year-old university-educated woman. You know, I somehow don't think the age gap will be the big stumbling block when she introduces him to her folks. They'll ask what he's like, and she'll say, "Well, he's charming and sweet." Oh, yeah, and I almost forgot, he's a convicted serial killer and rapist. But you will welcome him into the family like he's your own son, right? Right? And U2 has tried so hard to keep this forthcoming album under wraps. It was supposed to be out this year, it was then delayed. Their word, delayed. What, did the album have a last-minute meeting? Did it miss its flight? Did its conference call with Tokyo run long? I don't think it was delayed. I heard it just wasn't quite up to standard, and kudos to them for not releasing it and relying on the fact that it'll still sell millions just because they're U2. Anyway, a fan snuck onto Bono's property in France and managed to record a clip of a new song called "Song for Something" from outside Bono's beach house. Posted it online. You know, I thought I was pretty desperate to hear new music from U2.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.